Behold, an army shall come.
A fire burneth before them, and behind them is a flame that burneth. The land before them is as the Garden of Eden, and behind them a great wilderness. Yea, nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen so they shall run. Join firmly, Lazarus, a friend of the world. He takes you on a journey into God's own world. It's building time, building time.
Look of the Leviticus. Somebody said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded that ye should do, and the glory of the Lord shall appear unto you. Amen. Please look over there. I will carefully look at that scripture. What we discover is that the glory of the Lord is tangible. Anywhere the glory is evident. The glory of God is tangible. At times you meet men that you can tell that God is passing through these men. You can't see it exactly, but something is telling you that there is something in here that is not common. There are times you finish praying in the middle of the night and you discover that your atmosphere is saturated. The problem with we Christians is that we are not coming to God with a heart to seek Him. If you will search for Him, there is a dimension of Him that is only available to those that will search. Why would you not say yes to a man as a lady if you have to have, even when you love him? Because you want him to seek. There is a dimension of God you will have to search. Not because he wants to make himself difficult, but because he wants that place available only for lovers. Most of us have searched and scratched the surface and you got tired. There is a dimension of God you cannot access if you are not a lover. Glory of the Lord will appear unto them. Moses was a man that stood to speak with God face to face several times. And the Bible says God will come down to meet him at the door of the congregation. And Moses speak with the Lord face to face. Now we claim to have more revelation, but this way, what is the problem? The heart of search. When the dispensation that came with the old space, like in the mirror, right? And then we are being changed from one level of glory to another. But how many encounters do you have? How many of us are truly searching? I mean deeply, thoroughly searching for Him. There is a way. For what does to the casual Christians, today you are hot, tomorrow you are cold. They can't see anything to point out in your life that this one is truly born for the Lord. You are cheating yourself. There is something about God that when you accept that name in Him, He will not leave you the same way. But one thing is this, you must still remain little in your own life. There is a way of God's glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Book of Isaiah number 60 from verse 1 says, arise and shine, for the light has come. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. That's the glory. See, most of us want to rise and shine without the glory. It is not possible. You cannot manifest anything tangible for God in this dispensation without His glory. And that's why even in heaven we have that crown of glory. That tells you that most of us are too carnal in our approach towards gospel. You are expecting that you see a crown made of gold. It is not the crown of glory. Some are going to be more glorious than the other ones. Why should a man have 10 crowns and one have 5 crowns? Does he have 10 heads? It is because of the weight of glory. When we talk about the crown of glory, we are referring to the weight, different dimensions of weight that men will carry, even in eternity. Men will always come after a man that carries the glory. Your advertisement of yourself will take you nowhere. Will take you nowhere. Luke chapter number 4, Christ was baptized in the river of Jordan, chapter number 3. And I would say they went to wait upon the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. In those days he hid nothing. And when he came back, the Bible said that the power of the Lord returned with him. He returned and the power of the Spirit. That's the glory. Mark chapter number 3 told us that he went with the anointing, he was led of the Spirit of the Lord into the wilderness. That's the anointing. But you see, in the place of tithing, in the place of searching, the anointing is converted into something that is called glory. We've got our anointed, but we are not glorious. We have different degrees. So while Christ was waiting and waiting and waiting upon God, he returned in power. And the Bible said his fame was not established. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell yourself there is a way of glory. Say it again.
Watch men of God performing miracles.
and I see my friends and colleagues analyzing their sins and their debt and their shoes. I can't just watch a miracle program till now I'm not crying. And I have just been, Lord, I'm just a Lord. You do anything. Remember those days, feeling great at night, feeling evil, come out again in the middle of the night. Keep moving in that judgment that Lord just to do. Amen. This campus, so many places some of you don't even know. There's some banana cassava plantation behind that guy. If you go to those places, you discover that they didn't make those beds. It was legs of desperate people that made those roads. The higher you go, the fewer the men you will meet. You go that far, prostrate and lie before God in the midst of hands, asking Him for just one thing. Him. Not His power. Just Him. If you will search Him, if you will search for Him and seek Him, He said He will make Himself available. There is a dimension of glory that only lovers can achieve. Now your priorities are changing. You want to become this, you want to become that. But those days your eyes used to be single. Just one thing. That I may know you more. Just one thing. By the time we'll have meetings. Why are those days not the same? Because they have something in their head to see. We have vigils. We're supposed to live prayer before the president comes to leave. Before the fire, then the man of God comes to preach. And the glory of the Lord will so much descend upon the altar that the choirs will not be able to stand. Their meetings will have to wait for minutes. There's a particular one we had at a redeemed church. A youth girl, and they had to wait. Because the glory of God was too much alive. These things don't just come because you know how to pray. Some of us are actually praying for long, but you are praying with the heart of greed. You want Him to give you the power, not Himself. You are not really interested in Him, you are interested in what He can give. That is not the heart of love. For we are interested in the better tomorrow. The future should be great. You want this and you want that. Not Him. Every other thing but Him. But there is a protocol for waiting on Him. You will confess those things and confess finances. I'm not saying all those things are bad. Amen. You will confess them. You want presence from Him, but not His presence. The Bible says God shows His heart to the children of Israel, but His ways and His deeds to Moses. There is a man that will know the ways of the Lord. See, when you come to those realms, God exposes to things that are made only for lovers. Paul said, I weigh a man, whether in the spirit or in the flesh, just to keep Himself humble. Then He was taken to the third heavens, and He ate things that are not lawful for man to say. See, when you come to the place of love, you hear thoughts that are confidential. And those thoughts are not ordinary. God gives you thoughts that are deposit of glory. There are some things God will reveal to you that you will not remain the same. Amen. I remember my first encounter with Christ. Ministry for healing program organized by Him. Went home. Just wasn't expecting any encounter. I wasn't prepared. When I saw Him that night, everyone around me knows that something had changed. Something just changed. wasn't the usual blessing in you. I could not describe anything about it. Is it the legs? Do you want to say these legs are made or not? They are perfect than the face of people of hell.
They
you can tell that there is something about this person. Even on campus, even in cities, when you meet a man that carries God's glory in the room, see, you can't take it. If you are carrying the glory you are not, you are not. And that's what he's getting. It is not your advertisement of yourself that will confirm glory on you. It is not your publicity of yourself that determines the glory you carry. It is the depth of your knowledge of Him, the way you will search Him. Men that understand and pursue God's glory and never catch the people who are carrying the weight of God's glory are different. In many ways. Very, very different. David said in Psalms 42 verse 1, said, "After dear plants, after the water, I will test my soul after the Lord." You see, men, see, there is something there. If you want to know much about the secret of a man, check their story. See, it's not everything you will receive fully out of him. Amen. There are some things you will need to ask questions to get. If you can ask David a question, what is your secret? He will tell. After the water, we took my soul after the old. People with the weight of God's glory have passion. Unusual passion. You can write down the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter number 18, from verse 12 to 15. You see the story of Jesus, how God was great, mighty things through him. Now, go to verse 26 to 31. Again to 39. You see, after they met a man, an Ethiopian eunuch, and they shared the word of God with him and got him baptized in that same house. And later on, that Philip was caught up in God's glory. Listen, you don't operate in rest because you desire it out of grace. You operate there because you got it out of the Lord. That is it in heaven. But what's not God to translate all the different rest of glory so that you can tell people, have you have encountered it? That is the heart of grace. But when you are truly in love with Him, you will be exposed to it naturally. And when you know what to spend time praying for and asking for on the mountain, it is a byproduct of love and koinonia. When you fellowship with Him, there will be a rumble. So you spend time praying, "Father, anoint me. Father, anoint me. I want to encounter you. I want to this. I want to that. I want to this. I want to." And God is asking, "I want to. WhatsApp that you are speaking in front of the man that I'm speaking about. Oh Lord, oh Lord. And you see they do have to, you pause for a while and then pray in two tongues and then come back again and just bring all those things. That is not how to seek Him. I'm telling you, you will not find Him with that kind of heart. You won't. You've been asking God, what is the secret of power? This is the secret, the heart of love. Something will push you all the time. Less of this campus Christianity. There is much more life outside campus. The rest of these things you are doing will not take you anywhere. You need to have built that in fact. You take to a place you are not seeing the presence. You can pull it down with the heart of love. God will always give you the same love. Always. Psalm 89. Said, I found David my strength. With my own soul, I found him. I found him. When God is searching for a man that will be there in veneration, He says, for a lover. Don't enthrone an alien in yourself, you will scatter it. And God wants you to be the same thing too. I found a man after my heart. Go after him. And when Samuel saw him, he just spoke one word, arise and anoint him. So even if they pour one gallon of holy oil on the head of a man who is not looking after God, he's just having oil baptism. Nothing will change. Listen, the ordination services in church may not change everything, but for a encounter with God can change everything. So when you lay hands upon a man who is not looking after God, he's still as dry as he. It is not the laying of hands per se. You see, you cannot get everything a man has been using all the entire years of seeking after God through one laying on of hands. Amen. Elijah said that I just want to receive your kind of spirit. There is something you will receive when you catch the kind of heart. When I meet men, I'm not interested in their anointing, I'm interested in their hunger. You think you can just come with the heart of greed and just sow seeds and just bring that, you know, I'm sowing this thing and I'm tapping into your grace. You may tap into it, but you cannot collect everything the man has been using in the grace of God for all the years. So I see young ministry, say we are sowing seed to this ministry, sowing seed to that ministry, sowing seed to this ministry, and they are not praying. You won't go anywhere. You may have it for the record that we have sown seed here. They are not set testing after God. They are not doing that of greed. Every greedy businessman knows that when you invest into business, you get results. Am I right? So what's wrong with not because you love him, but because they told you that 100 fold will come back. I tell you, it will come. And that's how you've been taught. They taught this morning. So they have scriptures to tell you that when you pay your tithe, 100 fold will come. You pay your tithe this month, show me your 100 fold. There is a problem. So we give because we want something in return. That is not the idea. We are to give because we are in love. When you keep God you're in love, you see, you won't calculate. You won't calculate. You won't. Don't be difficult for God to ask you to drop everything. Because He knows that He is your everything. Men who are crying, who are searching for the ways of God, truly, they are different. They have unusual taste and hunger after God. They are people with passion. They are people with unusual presence. John chapter number 18 from verse 3 to 10. At a particular time when they came to meet Christ, to do all those things and to, you know, to condemn Him, and they were asking, and who is the Christ? And where is that? I'm asking all those questions. And Christ just spoke just one word. I am He. And the Bible says they all went back and said, when the man carries God's glory, he can't touch him. They took Christ and saw it from verse 8 downward. That Christ had to willingly subject himself to them to ease the presence. enough of your praying that the enemies will die. Carry the presence and they will see. Let me show you something. I think Psalms 114. Let me show you something. Psalms 114. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Psalms 114. Look at it. It says, when Israel went out of Egypt, and the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary, and this was Israel's dominion. The sea saw his as fled, and Judah was driven back. The mountains keep like rams, and the hills like little lambs. What ails thee, O thou that thou pleadest, and thou Judah that thou was driven back? Ye mountains that these keep like rams, and ye little hills like lambs. Now, here's the result, here's the report. Say, tremble, thou head, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of God, of Jesus. Which means the mountains will see the presence of God in the life of a man, and they will run from him. So you go to church, and then you just pray, Father, the enemy in my father's house, the man in my mother's house, let them die, let them catch fire. Since you've been praying that prayer, how many of them have been roasted? God will say, just stand in my presence, and I will make you sleep before me in the presence of your enemy. If you are sitting down to eat in the presence of your enemy, did your Bible tell you that they will eat? They are waiting to pass. So you have not seen praying that one enemy should die. You must have prayed that prayer out of the heart of God. You have people in your heart that you want them to die. That is the spirit of witchcraft. They will die. Listen, I'm commanding them to live. Some of us, God is keeping those enemies alive because of you. He knows if you don't have enemies, you come from class and the reason why you are still outside is because you want some enemies to die. How is it that when God gives a man what he has been crying out in his door? My movement with people that taught me a lot of lessons. When I'm moving with a man, I'm in that people for financial prosperity. The moment it comes, I leave him. But I know that when these things come, men can be free. You've been asking God to bless you. Suddenly you receive the blessing, and then God becomes your best enemy or your worst enemy. So you pray that your enemies should die. God says no, they should not die. They should still alive so they can keep you in check. After all, the reason why you pray always is because they are alive. So you pray and burn all those candles and all the nonsense that enemies will die. And you have this woman in your heart, maybe your stepmother, one woman that you have prayed specifically that she should die. God doesn't answer such prayer. Christ did not enter into the wizard was not exist. It is because you are walking in darkness, that's why you are mindful of them. The light shines and darkness will not comprehend it. The word of the Lord. It's because you are still in darkness, and that's why you are mindful of them. You see them, you are in the same category. When you have grown them, they become inferior. When you have time to start praying that one week to die. When you have grown them, you see. How many witches is that will take prayer that they should die? Some of you, your ultimate desire in God is that it will take you to a level quite close to Him. If an unbeliever can get to that level without not the destination of a believer. Then he is still without redemption. That tells you that you are praying to get there as your destiny. You are wrong. Mark Zuckerberg, the inventor of Facebook, I doubt if he goes to church. And he said, say, Lord, my destiny, my this and that. And when they ask the young man, what is your destiny? Just to be rich. Have you forgotten that there is a story of the rich fool? When a man is rich and he takes that his destination, he becomes a fool. Listen, money is not what you should give now. Money is just a tool for the job. When God sees a man that has the heart for the job, he gives him the tool. So we come to church and pray greedy prayers. God, money, God, Jesus, and confess all those things. I understand that you need money. But you need God more. You need God more. The writer of Psalms 105, verse 15. He talks to my message and do my prayer. reason you can't touch a man of God is not because of his ordination, not because of his title, but because of his mantle. This is why God said, "Don't touch my anointing." Because of the anointing, it is all. There are some events you don't hear there. You just put your mouth wide and just speak, and it's not a man of God. There are some things you don't do. Amen. There are some events you don't just there. You then insult them and you leave. But I said, like, don't be wrong. Flee from every appearance of evil. You cannot carry what you criticize. If you are not getting there, maybe you wait for God. You can't carry what you criticize. If you are not yet there, you say that you have had a encounter with Christ. And the best you can see for yourself is John 3:16. That tells you that you need to grow. The reason why the church is not entering into the Bible phase of this time is because of criticism. Because you are not having a view in your own denomination, your government is bad. Because somebody can profess and say there is somebody here, this is the amount you have in your pocket, this is the amount you have in your bank account, and you are not being moved in that direction as a man of God. That doesn't mean what he's doing is bad. The fact that you are not there is not a proof that he's not there. You have to wait on God. At times, you have to be humble enough to say, "Ah, Lord, take me to this level." Amen. Hallelujah. Think about 4 years ago when I met him. Okay, I prayed for her. And one thing, I said, "I know a man that can pray for you and you'll be healed. Let's go to in this room." I'll be ashamed. It is here. I'm not carrying what I can carry. God, I'll wait on you for you. Don't advertise yourself that you're operating in what you are not. It will stop you. It will stop the process of God in your life. Amen. You pray for someone with boil and they were healed, and you are saying someone with cancer. You may not get to that level again. That's the fear of many men of God in church. We are quick to want people to praise us and seek the praise of our name. God doesn't work that way. So when you see men that God loves and are in love with God, and I come to levels of continuity, they will tell you things you can't understand. Eh? If you can't understand it. And the Jew was speaking in camp when he was reading the Lord's Prayer. And he said, "God told him, I'm not going to use the word he used as well." But God was saying that he wasn't serious for opening the gate for people to contribute for the Lord's Prayer. That he wants to bless you personally to do. Can you hear such things? And God said, "Now you have opened the gate, and the gate is open." You hear men who are deeply in love with God having encounters, strange things you cannot even perform. Don't try to use your brain to calculate God. If you can read things with your head, that is not God. He is not in the same dimension, he is in the spirit. So whatever your head cannot carry, use your mouth to criticize. And that's why you are not going beyond your head. We have too many professional pastors. Those things doesn't work. Spiritual reality is different from physics. It's different. A man is not able to know this thing, but yet a big spirit. God is telling you, it's time to go. You want to carry the weight of his glory. Men like this are different. They are strange. You can't understand them. You just can't. You try to reason them out, you can't. You can't. They are just strange. There are times I wake up in the middle of the night to worship God alone. And when I'm done, I can practically see you in the head. Yes. Nobody comes around. And God wants to be. When I was in a place yesterday, I'm like, "You are saying, this place, when the man plays the song, it feels like continuous. I'm not fighting my truth. I was waiting on one of them today and just praying. The friend of God was so much. And a guy came into the room with his friend just to pick something. And just two guys were standing. He said, "There is something about this place that is not making me feel here. There's just something about this place." And I was telling the young man was beside me, sitting in the bed. We're all white and white. Nobody knows who is who. Amen. You don't carry time to God's place. What is your name? Tell me. You read the name of a man can't stand alone that he needs time. What did they call Jesus? Paul. How many children did Paul have? Now your greatest prayer point is that you don't be barren. You are not barren when you lack women. You are barren when you lack fruit. And the young man will say, there is something about this of destiny. Sir, who are you? A God. Men will see you. You don't need to advertise yourself. When you see men that are in the room, something tells you that there is something about his life. Not because of the way they look, but because of what they do. Some people have the appearance of God in their body, not the presence. You can write down Psalms 22, verse 14 to 20. One very strange psalm. David had become so much in love with God that he was personalizing the suffering of Christ. He said, and they parted my bed. And I was like one that was in the mouth of the lions. And the wicked stood and scorned at me. He was personalizing the suffering of Christ. When he was talking then, they were looking at him like a foolish man. This man is unusual. Very, very unusual. Strange men. Different species of men. Those that have been holding the house have to change the temperature. For some of you, you have died out. You know yourself. And I'm no longer who I used to. Irrespective of your qualification and the way men are looking at you. Some special people have been praying for tonight. Like all the young people. I remember that night, in the church service, God said, son, don't go home tonight. I want to pass through this. Wait on me. Like God's friend. Try worshiping. We have to pray. Just worship. Just worship. When it was exactly 12, he saw in the spirit that the roof of the house was deepened. And suddenly, those that were with me that were worshiping God in tongues before couldn't continue. Some started laughing uncontrollably. The friend of mine was in that meeting. He's going to be around for our anniversary. He was in that meeting that night. And he was leaning down close to a big chair. One big, beautiful chair like that. We have one old place to sit and lock ourselves. And when he was there, we discovered that he could not move any part of the world. Yes, there is a future. Everyone went there to beat him, was not now. The presence of God was there, but he had you. The glory of the youth is their strength. The strength is to come through and come back. What do you want to say? What do you want to say about your youth today? That you were on campus, you attended Bible night, worship night, and all those things, and there is no encounter. That is not the kind of glory God is. Several times I've seen the room that the hand of God is so strong. I avoid people physical contact because there is something about the place. I was invited for a meeting at one joint youth gathering like that, first apostle. And few minutes before the meeting, I was so sick. I had to call them that please, if I just president, you don't vote that night. I'm going to talk to the president to ask him for time when it was time to meet with him. How many minutes will I spend? So when I was talking to the president, he just went down. There is no struggle. They're not laying hands, just talking. So I went to the vice to talk to her. I avoided touching her house, the lady. How many minutes will I spend? She held her ears and screamed. Will leave a mark in your life that you will not be able to see. At the point I have seen so much of the presence of God so strong, I have a prayer with my good brain, the upper day room. I call up there and say, never any child dies in this place. Leave the child where I do pray. Leave the child alone. See, there are encounters in your heart that miracles will come in natural overflow. Last time we were together, we had a girl that was born living. I was just talking to him there. God told me, every time you go there, just stay in and tell her you're dead. When we saw this case, he was walking. We had to go to our destiny. Who's fresh back to you? You want to pray, and the prayer is not the usual kind of prayer. I told us in terms of the word, we are not going to be having the usual kind of gathering. By the grace of God, we will soon leave this world. We soon have prayed this world, we will soon be here by the grace of God. We're not planning to be having conventional gathering, but we don't have plans as such meetings. We just have plans to follow what we plan. Pack the chairs to one side, just a minute. And excuse yourself so you can have time to pray. Do that thing. Okay, you may not be able to pass the wooden one, so just shift to the front of the knee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's okay, you can. Now you can. Just come closer to the front seat. I'm not going to accept you. But when you come close to some men of God, they have selected people that are doing things that will keep you. Selected. There are times when I'm alone in the room or doing something, and somebody enters the room. The way we'll handle things will let me know you're in school. The people that will come around you, they are so sensitive to what God is doing. So when there is a move, they know. That's why they don't know that they need to. They know songs are spirit, so they understand the dynamics of the spirit. There are some events that can't enter except to begin to walk in the school. I know you are this, you are that. You are in this department, you are in this environment, you have all these things. But there is more. If you can see all that you have to do, you are also to lift your hands to heaven. And tell him tonight. You may think the way I move all the chairs because I want to lay hands. No. You are all I need. You are all I want. I pray for your glory. This is there's going to be evident falling of glory. Evidence. I'm not going to struggle to lay hands. Upon the tasting ground, they will release water. That's all. Just let him know you are home. All I need. Let it come, the Lord be here. put his head, God, that you will just reveal yourself to me.
Jesus. Pick up in the name of Jesus. As they believe, Elohim Adonai.
the unusual joy. Unusual joy breaking forth in the Holy Ghost. Unusual release. You know, from the depth of the spirit man, you can't fake this time. It can't be fake.
Wait.
like a rain, it's going to spread forth. Spread it. Spread it. All over this room tonight. I think it's stirring up of water. The breaking forth of the fountains. Loose!
The oil of gladness.
Can't do this. the glass. Ah-ha-ha-da-ha-da-ha-da-ha-da. Lipra-ha-da-ha-da. La-ku-pa-ti-ga-da-ba-s. Sa-da-ga-s. Le-ku-pra-ha-ti-ga-da-ba-di-ga-s. Oh, Jesus. There's a rescue tonight. Something empty. Let's reach out, reach out, reach out, reach out. Reach out! So heavy upon you, just something strange is about to happen. Heavy. Father, that which you have set to do, I call it forth now. Let there be a manifestation of heaven on earth, beginning from this moment, as your promise to your children. All around this place, one, two, stay quiet, three, stay where you are. The breaking forth of the heavens. Your hands. Something is happening. Something is happening. You may not be able to put your hands back. Quietness. Yes, Lord. 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 Someone here is like fire is flowing literally through the entire pain. Heaven. Try to be cultured about this happening. Something is happening. Don't try to be cultured. Don't try to be protocol. Just your usual spirit of joy moving in. God is filling people with new wine. New wine, new wine, new wine, new wine, new wine, new wine, new wine. New wine, new wine, new wine, new wine, new wine. Just break it forth. New wine. Not be able to be protocol about this atmosphere. There is a wine of his glory. It's new wine. It's an infinity wine. Just can say that I'm not drunk, but there's something drunk inside of me. New wine.
Like a wooden arrow, oh, we need to be
the Christians are taking this role, the devil is diligent. But God wants to infuse you with his power. You know what it means to infuse? Medically, you want to infuse people. You keep them out of balance. So what you are infusing them with can take over. When God infuses you, he's keeping you off. So it is not you. For healing of nations, not just for writing, but for revival of nations. There is something about me. I have a miracle going somewhere to happen. I am the answer of God to the prayer of the people. I am the response of God to the prayer of the people. I am not an accident in this dispensation. Delight in me. There is